My name is Yomi Adeleke and I'm joined by Oscar award winning actress Lupita Nyong'o to discuss her upcoming Channel 4 documentary. We follow her journey to uncover the hidden story of the highly skilled female fighters who inspired the creation of the Dora Milaje in Black Panther. So in terms of your acting career, let's sort of take it back a little bit. What was your first job and did you always want to act?
My first job, meaning my first paid job.
Yes.
I was 14 and I played Juliet in Romeo and Juliet in Nairobi at our repertory theatre at the time, which was called Phoenix Players. And I knew I wanted to be an actor from when I was very young, but I didn't really truly admit it out loud until I was about 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And there's always that kind of stereotype of African parents sort of being like lawyer, doctor, engineer. Did you experience any of that?
Not at all, actually. I don't have very conventional African parents. Yeah. My parents raised us all to be like, what do you want to do? What are you interested in? Go out and do it, you know? And so, I didn't get any resistance from my family. My dad used to be an actor himself when he was in high school and college, and so he was very encouraging. He would always come and see me perform in school. My mom too, she would drive me to rehearsals and wait for me to finish, drive me home. So they were extremely supportive. But I think it's the thing, I was blocked or limited by what the larger society said, you know, and the fact that I didn't see what it was I wanted to be. So I didn't know it was possible for someone like me. All of that rhymed. Yeah. I'll let you know.
A second talent that you weren't aware of. So just to sort of follow on about that, you are literally one of the most prominent black women in the acting industry right now. Going from, you know, where you couldn't actually see yourself, metaphorically speaking, to sort of essentially seeing yourself almost everywhere, that must be quite a big change. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's really bizarre. It's bizarre. It's kind of an out-of-body experience when it happens. It doesn't make much sense. You know, like when I was in Benin for this documentary, we, you know, we're driving along and there was a Black Panther billboard. And, you know, they chose to use the African women in it, and it was me and Danai on the billboard. And it was like, wow, I've never been here and yet there I am. It's a very odd experience, but also very encouraging to see that and to know that there are kids who are really little and that will be their norm, to see people like me in the media.
Absolutely, thank you. So as one of the most prominent black actresses in Hollywood, what do you personally sort of make around the conversation that we're having about colorism? But I guess we're sort of reaching a point where, you know, we may be seeing more diversity within that diversity of black women, sort of more dark skin representation.
First of all, I feel very fortunate to be in the position I'm in. And I feel like this is not the time for coming to conclusions. This is the time to do the work. And so it's a time to actually see to it that we have that diversity, that we have that inclusion. And it's in who has a power to cast. It's in who is telling the story to begin with. What is the origin of it? Because when the people who know the experience are holding the pen, are holding the power and are holding the money, then we see more of that. We will see more of that trickle down to who's in front of the camera. You know, that we're the last ingredient in that long conveyor belt of a production, you know, the actor. But, you know, I wrote a children's book to address this very issue, and I just learned that Beyoncé just released a song about colorism. So I feel like there is a movement, and there's people speaking up and changing the narrative.